Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Big with Dan and Qasim. I have Zulane as my guest co-host, and I have Hilly Jeffrey today as our guest. So Hilly, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, so hi everyone, I'm Hilly. I live in Tel Aviv, Israel. And so I have two hats. During the day, I'm a content manager at a startup company. That means that I do marketing content and I do UX writing. And that's my full-time job. And when I do have time, and we'll talk about that later because I don't have time, I'm also an author. I used to write all my life. Right now, I'm focusing on children's books. And yeah, that's like the main introduction.
Awesome. So you said that you've been doing it all your life, which is awesome. But like, how did you, you know, I guess it's one thing to do it like more as a hobby, but how did you kind of, you know, start pursuing it more so like actually like writing the books and selling the books more as like a business per se?
So like I said, I've been writing my entire life. I wrote for magazines and I tried different types of writing, but it was always a hobby, like you said. But then 7 years ago, my sweet niece was born and she lives in the other side of the world. She lives in California. And when she was born, when I first visited her, I really wanted to bring a unique gift because everyone brought clothes and toys and things like that. And I wanted something special. So I actually wrote a book for her. I wrote it in Hebrew. And I still love it dearly. But when I wrote it, it was mainly for her. I didn't imagine I would publish it later. So I wrote it in Hebrew. I wanted to be very personal. So I did the illustrations myself. And I'm not a professional illustrator. And then when I gave it to her, I felt that this book should be more than just one copy. And so I did a head start and I raised the money to print it and publish it myself. And I did that like on a very small level. It was I started selling in Israel only because it was in Hebrew. And I started to get to know how it works, how you print, how you design, how you do everything, how you try to market a book. So this was like my first dive into the world of self-publishing. And then I realized, well, I knew that, but I didn't plan it ahead of time, that Israel is a very small market. And when you write in Hebrew, you have a small market. And so I wanted to give it another shot and this time do it in English and do it on Amazon and try to do it bigger. And that's how I wrote Little Tim and the Magic Apples, which is my first book in English. And I've been going with that for a bit more than a year. And I'm still learning how to promote it myself, how to do the marketing and all the things that you don't imagine when you start it yourself. And right now I'm working on my second book in English. And so it's really in an early stage and I'm working on it right now.
Awesome. So can you talk more about, you know, fundraising? Because I think one of the cool things about Israel is that they really do support founders. And I think it's, you know, so much easier to raise funds in Israel if you're Israeli. I have many friends there. So can you talk just more about that? Was it more just, you know, from the government or friends and family? Like, what did that fundraising look like to actually go and publish your first book?
So initially it was friends and family. And then I realized, okay, I have half of the amount and it's just my friends and family, which I don't really want to take their money. That's not why I'm doing it. So it started with the closest people. And then I realized if I want to reach my goal, I have to expand. So I started using Facebook and people, close people talking about it with their friends. So I started reaching wider circles, but then it still wasn't enough to get to the goal. So I tried really different things I went outside with brochures and tried to catch people on the street. And, you know, when you talk to someone in person and then actually ask them to click on a link and then go there and spend money on something that they don't know, that was hard. But eventually I reached my goal, and like, I think it was the last day or something like that. Like, I was almost not there, but it really started with my friends and family, and they spread the word out, and that's how I reached my goal. And at the time, it was super exciting because it was the first time for me to print a book, first time to actually see how an idea that was initially just in my head, how it really becomes a reality, how it's an actual book that people can purchase, that people can read. And especially when it comes to kids, I really loved just thinking about the families in time during bedtime, reading the book, making a connection, hopefully starting a conversation around the book. That was amazing to me because I've never done it before, but I've always dreamed about it.
Awesome. So obviously, you know, transitioning into writing a book in English. So are most of your current customers in the U.S. or are you still mostly selling in Israel? Because obviously most Israelis do speak English too. So what does that look like for you?
So that's tough because selling to an audience that isn't really in your near area, you know, people in Israel would usually, I guess, will prefer a book in Hebrew, especially when it's for their kids. So I'm basically targeting an audience that isn't nearby. But then on the other hand, and that's my other hat, I've been writing marketing content for Americans for the last more than 10 years. So it's kind of feels familiar, even though it's not like my everyday life, but I've been doing the same thing in other companies for over a decade. So there are challenges, and it's not as easy as if, you know, it was my nearby area. I could have done libraries or readings and things like that. So it is challenging, but that's part of the game to overcome the challenges.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so what is the role of technology in your business?
So I didn't use technology much in the past for writing, but now that ChatGPT is all over the place, I realized that it wouldn't make sense to avoid it or to say, oh, it's too generic or anything like that, because both in my day job and in my creative writing, it could be helpful if I know how to use it. So at the beginning, I was like, I don't want to hear about it. It can't write like a real person. But then I realized I have to learn how to work with it and how to make the best out of it. So even at work, even when I do my creative writing, I do use it. I learn how to give good prompts and how to work with it, not as a replacement, because I still think it didn't reach the stage that it could really replace a human being. It's still a bit generic and out of context. But then again, when you work with it enough, it's like a co-pilot. It can help you with ideas or structuring and just brainstorming and things like that. So I do use ChatGPT on a daily basis, both at work, both with creative writing, but it's still in a very early stage. So it's all only a co-pilot. It's not something I can count on.
So true. And I always tell people, I'm like, you can't just put things into ChatGPT without using your own mind. Like, you have to, because if you
exactly.
don't, it's going to sound so generic. You can already tell, like, when I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, it's the same. You can just tell this person used zero creativity. It's all from ChatGPT. Like, it's so obvious.
Yes, exactly. But it is very helpful if you use it for some help and if you give it good prompts.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned that you have worked in marketing for several years and you understand marketing. So what has been your marketing strategy to go and market your books?
So I have to say, I have to be honest that it's very different, because the companies I've worked out and I'm still working in are very different from marketing a book, because it's technology companies, it's big companies that are already well known. And so the marketing is very different. And marketing a book, especially for children, it feels like a totally different thing to do. Because first, I guess that people, when they buy books for their kids, it's different when they, well, I used to work at an online store for paintings for your home. So you actually see what it's going to look like. You see the painting, you know if you like it, if it suits your home or not. But then a book, it's the values, it's the lessons that you teach your child. So I think you'll be more critical about it, and you'll take more time to study it. Then it's not as visual as a painting for your home, so it's very different. And also it's very different when I do it for myself, and it's only me who's marketing it, and there's no in my work we have huge budgets for advertising, and we have a team of people who are dedicated to marketing, and we do it 8 or 9 hours a day. And then with my book, it's, well, when I have the free time, or when I make time for it, and it's not everything that I do during the day, and I'm still exploring it myself. And it's something that, yeah, is pretty new to me. The book on Amazon is just out for a bit more than a year, so I'm still studying how to do that. And the world of online reviews and Instagram and things like that are really different than what I do on my day job. But the experience that I do have at least helps me know where to start. And I know I'm familiar with this world, but it's still building something from scratch and in a totally different industry.
Can you just talk more about that? It's like, what has been your strategy? You mentioned Instagram. So has that been the biggest place where you've been able to kind of gain traction? Obviously, there's plenty of ways to gain traffic organically, reach people organically without spending ad dollars. So what have you done so far that has been successful for you?
So you're right. My main strategy at the moment is Instagram. I did run some ads on Instagram, on Amazon, but I have to admit that for now, the organic is working better for me. And what I do, first, I try to post 3 times a week. I really try. It's not always working for me, but I do try to create content on a regular basis. At first, I used to focus more on author-related topics about writing, but then I figured I'm actually approaching the parents, so I have to give benefits to the parents. So I'm trying to incorporate, like, my next post will be about a bedtime routine and things like that, that could really also attract parents, my potential buyers. And so I'm doing giveaways on Instagram. I've tried collaborating with different Instagrammers. I've sent them free copies just to get their reviews. They're posting about the book. So it's all very initial, and I'm trying different things. But I have to say one thing that I've learned, that if you think that you figured out a method that is working for you, don't hold on to it, because I've tried things in the past, they worked great, and then I've done them again, and then they didn't work. So I think you can't just stick to one strategy or one thing that is working for you. You have to keep on trying different things and using different hashtags, different giveaways, different content. Even I've used different websites to like do giveaways and get other people interested in the book. And then it worked one time, it didn't work the other time. And so you really have to keep on trying and just be very creative and open-minded about what you do and keep testing, because I think it really depends on the timing, on the audience that you're reaching, on the specific offering that you're doing. So I think it's really important to be diverse in what you're offering and what you're trying, and not just stick to one thing that you think is working. That's from my experience.
No, 100%. So have you utilized other platforms, for example, like Facebook groups, like trying to find moms or parents in those groups, or even, you know, TikTok? Like, have you looked into those channels at all?
So I feel that social media is very much, it really depends on your age. And I'm in the Instagram age group, I have to admit. And so I feel Facebook is kind of, I don't find myself there anymore. And TikTok, I've been wanting to do TikTok for a while, and I keep postponing it because I'm like, Oh, I have to create like dedicated videos for TikTok, which isn't true. I can just use the things that I do on Instagram, and I just have to do it. So I have to be honest, I haven't tried TikTok yet, but I have to do it at some point. I have a friend who's constantly telling me to be on TikTok and just to use the same reels that I do on Instagram. So I think Instagram, I feel most convenient is in because I use it on a regular basis myself. But I think it's very important to explore other platforms and to try at least another social network if you can. And I'm planning to do that maybe if
You
you
should
ask me
try
ne
Face. You
next
should
month.
definitely try Facebook. It's worked for us. You can ask Zulane. He books lots of calls for Facebook and is finding people in groups. And I think, it might not. I mean, for example, like I'm 29, 30, right? I think it's like, I mean, I don't necessarily hang out on Facebook all day long, but ideally, you're reaching people who are grandparents or parents. I mean, Facebook is still the largest social network. I mean, it's just what it is. So for me, it's not necessarily for me or for younger people, I think, but it's about finding your target audience. For example, like my parents or grandparents, they're on Facebook and they're buying books or, things for their grandchildren. So I think it's like trying to look into different groups. I think it's a strategy that could definitely work for you.
Exactly, you're definitely right. Although parents and grandparents on Facebook are very embarrassing, but I know I should target them.
100%. I mean, that's who's buying the books, right? I mean, it's children's books. So it's like the parents and grandparents are buying the books, for their kids and grandkids. I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So are most of your customers right now in the US or is it still in
Correct.
Israel? I think in the US. Okay.
I did try to contact a few Instagrammers in the UK and in Australia, and I did some collaborations with them, and I did reach a certain audience, but then after all the things I've done, I've realized that the US is my main market, and usually it works best for me.
Makes sense. So, are you looking to get your book into bookstores, or I guess, like, what is your goal from that standpoint?
So for now, I'm very good with just keeping doing what I'm doing right now, just doing it online. My first book in Hebrew, I did manage to get into a few stores in Israel, independent stores mainly because it's self-publishing. And I have to say, I did try in the past like traditional publishing, and even after I did my first book in Hebrew for I did it self-publishing, and I tried to get it into mainstream stores, I just came to realize that it's really not beneficial for authors. When I wanted to go into a mainstream store, I realized I needed an agent, and the agent wanted like 50% or something like that, something that is really not reasonable. And I think most authors are familiar with that you spend so much time on writing and perfecting your book. And if you sell it in traditional ways, a publishing company or mainstream stores, you will rarely make any gain from that. So for now, I'm really good doing it online, but I don't know, I'm still learning, I'm still exploring, so maybe in the future I will want to get it into stores, but for now I'm good.
Awesome. So in terms of this career as an author, you mentioned that you obviously also work full time. Do you plan on being an author full time? I guess, like, what is your goal with that? Like, or do you plan on having a more of like a side thing? Like, where do you see your career going?
So a few years ago, I would say I definitely want to be an author full time and just being creative all the time because marketing writing isn't anything like creative writing. But then I think as the years go by and I understand what it takes to be an author and what it takes to be creative to actually create a book that starts in your head and then it's actually a printed book that people can buy. I think that for me, I don't know for other people, but for me, it's a journey that I enjoy, but then I don't see it as a full-time job. Depending on your creativity for a living, it's tough. I think other artists would agree. And also, I think that to actually, to be creative and to be able to write, I need something more in my life to drive this creativity, to give me the motivation to write. So I am kind of thinking about doing a career shift, maybe not doing marketing at all and doing something else. I'm exploring it. But I don't think that being a full-time author is something that would suit me, because then it's a kind of lonely job. Although you work with editors and you work with illustrators, the main deal of your work is being alone and writing, and writing a book takes time and it's a process. And I think that if my entire financing would count on just being creative, it will really, really affect my creativity. And I think that I would write different things. I wouldn't enjoy it as much. So just having it as a side thing, which I really, really enjoy at the moment, I think that works for me.
Yeah. So what is the biggest piece of advice you wish you know before you started this business?
That's a really good question, because I have to be honest, I've learned a lot of things when I published Little Tim and the Magic Apples. It took me a long time to find an illustrator, and it took me a long time to find a good editor to work with. And all the things I had to go through to understand how Amazon works, KDP publishing, all those stuff. Now I've learned it. I can use it for my next book I'm working on. But then again, I realized that when you think you have a method, it doesn't necessarily stays as you thought it would. I mean, I'm looking for an editor now, and the editor I've worked with isn't available. So I have to start the search again. And things that I've learned before are kind of different now. So I think the best piece of advice is just to realize that it's a process. You can't have a specific method. And I've consulted with other authors, and you know, they've done certain, they chose different ways to publish their books, different printings, different Amazon stores and things like that. But then eventually I tried doing what they did and it didn't work for me. So I really think the best advice is to be open-minded, to just realize it's going to take time. It's a process. There is no like a fixed way to do things that works all the time. And I think that me now working on this second project after I've done Little Tim and the Magic Apples just made me more aware of all the challenges, all the long process that you have to go until you have this book ready. Last time I thought, oh, it's going to take 2 months and I'll have the book out, and it's not correct. It's a long process. Even when you work with your editor, it's a back and forth. And when you work with your illustrator, you have one thing in mind, and then it takes time to make sure that what you had in mind really comes along in the illustration. So it's really something that you have to embrace, and you have to be patient, and you have to just understand that it will take time, and you have to be very open-minded about it. And if you're really result-oriented, you have to keep that in mind, that it's not going to exactly work the way that you want it.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website, an Instagram handle, like best way to get in contact with you?
So I'm very available on Instagram. I have notifications on. I check my Instagram account daily. I check my website daily. So if anyone wants to contact me, and I have to say, when I started, I consulted with other self-published authors, and I got some really good piece of advice. So I really want to be able to give that back. So if anyone wants to consult about KDP or anything in the process, I'll be very happy to help.
Awesome. Well, Hilly, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully your next book goes over very well and you sell tons of copies.
Thank you. I hope so.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. It was a great meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.